Welcome to the Mental Better Show. I'm Paul Vogelzang, and this is episode number 267. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get moving, get ready, get moving, and go for life. That's right. Get ready and get moving and go for life. Today's show is part of our Fitness Friday Go for Life Month celebration series, and it's another great one in our Fitness Friday programs. We've got an important story about an important program from the National Institute on Aging, one of the 27 institutes and centers at the National Institutes of Health. Do you want to learn easy ways to increase your activity level in everyday life? Absolutely. The National Institute on Aging, part of the National Institutes of Health annual Go for Life Month celebration, is in full swing this month, September 2018. This year's theme, of course, is Get Ready, Get Moving, and Go for Life. And we're at the end of the month, which means the 2018 celebration is wrapping up. But remember, throughout the year, you can keep up your commitments because the program offers free resources to help older adults work out, push a bit more, push themselves a little harder, and try all types of exercise. Today we've asked NIA Go for Life partner Randy Thorson from the National Park Service to join us. This will be another fun, rewarding, and special conversation because Randy Thorson is the outdoor recreation planner at the National Park Service and has been doing his job with the National Park Service for 42 years. As a matter of fact, Randy Thorson is joining us from his National Park Service offices in Minnesota on his last day of service. That's right, Randy Thorson is retiring from the National Park Service, and we have the enjoyable opportunity of hearing from someone who has done much, contributed mightily, and been a real leader for outdoor, multi-generational activities focused on the 55-plus community. Perfect for the Not Old Better audience. Also perfect for the Not Old Better audience is Go for Life director Stephanie Daly, who will be joining us today too. Stephanie Daly works closely with the NIA partners like the National Park Service to better understand the aging process, as well as diseases and conditions that can occur as we grow older. Go for Life is an evidence-based exercise program. An evidence-based program is a program that has been rigorously evaluated. In other words, it has been shown that it is supported by data, not just based on theory. Please join me in welcoming via internet phone Stephanie Daly and Randy Thorson. Stephanie Daly, National Institute on Aging, and Randy Thorson. Randy, I have to say, I love your title, Outdoor Recreation Planner. Both of you, welcome to the show. Stephanie Daly, why don't you introduce Randy Thorson to us?
Yes, thank you so much once again, Paul, for having us on the show. We're so happy to be celebrating Go for Life Month with these podcasts. And this is coming at the end of Go for Life Month, and when the final week, the final day actually of Go for Life Month, and it's been a great month. And one reason it's been so great is we have participants like Randy Thorson with the National Park Service, who has sponsored the very first ever National Park Service Go for Life Month event. And he's going to be telling you about this exciting event that occurred a couple of days ago. Randy Thorson is a wonderful spokesperson for the importance of older people and national parks, and has been doing this very passionately for many years, trying to involve and engage older people in the national parks activities. So I want to just turn it over now to Randy. And thanks so much, Randy, for being on the call, and we look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Yes, Randy, thank you so much. And again, welcome. Thank you, Stephanie. Randy, I Randy Thorson, I have to tell you, I love this title, Outdoor Recreation Planner. In my research of you, you just are really doing some great things. You're a real outdoor enthusiast yourself. But tell us a little bit about your work getting seniors outdoors with the National Park Service.
Sure. Let me just start by saying thanks for having me on this show. I really appreciate it. I'm a passionate person about not only my title, but how Stephanie introduced me. I'm getting ready to retire, as you know, and as I leave my Park Service job, I'll continue this subject into my retirement because I'm so passionate about it. So the Outdoor Recreation Planner, I mean, that's kind of a catch-all title, but just by looking at the title, it has to do with the outdoors, right? And it has to do with recreation. The planner side of it is that you've got people like me that have done this for a lot of years that help organize, facilitate, coordinate groups and people with various activities related to outdoors, trails, parks, rivers, you name it. I'm part of the National Park Service program, Rivers and Trails Conservation Program, which is a community assistance program. It's an outreach program. So we don't have any boundaries. We can work with anyone throughout the country, not just within national parks. That's what's unique about people like me. And I had a lot of experience coming into this job. So how, just cutting right to how we got involved with seniors, well, to make a long story short, I actually suggested that on a national level. I actually got a hold of someone out in D.C. and I said, you know, we do a lot with youth, which I've supported for years and years. I love working with youth. But my point was, you know, let's also work with elder adults. I call them experienced adults. I don't even I interchange that, not just seniors, but let's call them experienced adults. And my point was, let's reach out to that sector of the population like we do with youth. There's a lot of active adults out there, and if you do the research, you'll know that by 2023, there's going to be more than 30-some percent of the U.S. population to be over 60. That's kind of a fun fact. So there's a lot of research out there that our demographic profile in the U.S., there's going to be a lot of us people, myself included, that are experienced adults out there that are very active. And I also talk about the other part where I get involved, and I get involved with Alzheimer's, and I get involved with accessibility, and so I'm not discounting that. Please don't get that wrong. What I'm saying is, you know, the multi-generational connection with the outdoors, no matter what level. So I started this national initiative. I'm a national leader in getting seniors outdoors. I gave it that title. So I've even had the Surgeon General listen to me out in D.C. in a big audience, and I've... It's all about messaging with these groups. And I talked to local groups. Last week I was with the YMCA, where I am in the Twin Cities here in Minnesota, where they have over close to 2,000 people. And I talked to people who dropped by, and I talked to them about them engaging not just with healthy activities, but also connecting with nature and the outdoors. So that's what I bring into this, the answer to you, Paul, is that I'm connecting not just youth, but all generations on our love of the outdoors and connect with nature for the three legs of the stool, mind, body, and soul. That's what I talk about.
Well, I just my hat's off to you that it is just, it's great to speak to you. You're hitting all the right buttons. I like the multi-generational notion. I really like the idea of getting outdoors, getting these seniors there, and I love the term experienced adults because I feel like I fit right into that. And as Stephanie says, we're really kind of in the last few days of the Go for Life month here, September 2018. Of course, you've been a big part of it. What's the message that you'd like to offer our audience about your collaboration with Go for Life? And how does Go for Life fit into the goal of helping older adults make use of the services offered by the National Park Service?
Well, from my perspective, and I'm sure Stephanie will say a few things as well, is when I heard about Go for Life, I learned about that, the National Institute of Health and everything. That's really exciting because I'm really excited about, you know, we're a team here. And to talk about the benefits of health, weaving health into an active lifestyle, Go for Life is all about that. And to have a month dedicated for the Go for Life is super. The whole title of Go for Life kind of emulates what I'm talking about. It is a collaboration. Stephanie heard about me, but I also did some research on her and her organization. So it goes both ways, in a good way. So the Go for Life embodies what I just told you. And it's mind, body, and soul. And my particular spin on it is connecting with the outdoors. But it's all about health in those three areas. Health for the mind, health for the body, and health for the soul. And Go for Life embodies all those things. So my hat's off to devoting a month to Go for Life. And we'll talk in a minute some of the activity we did the other day here, but I'm fully in support of it.
Well, thank you. And definitely thanks to you, Stephanie Daly, for your hard work during this month, you and your team for Go for Life. It's just been a wonderful process for me to have observed from afar. And I love the integration with all of these various programs and partners that we've talked to. Randy, I especially like this idea of the National Park Service bike with a park ranger for Go for Life month. And it sounds like you just had that event just within the last day or two, perhaps. And tell us about that. How'd it go? What were your expectations? And then kind of what were the results? And I'm sure everybody had a great time.
Okay. Well, I'll try to summarize. There's some pictures I've been posted I took the other day, and it was 2 days ago. I happen to be located near the Mississippi National River here, and there's actually a national park that's associated with the river through the Twin Cities. It's called Mississippi National River and Recreation Area. It's a Park Service unit, just like a Yellowstone. They have a superintendent, they got rangers and everything. They've actually won awards both locally and nationally with a program calling Bike with a Ranger. So during the summer months, they actually have a ranger that goes out, and it's all, you know, a lot of kids, and there's been some adults involved, but it basically is to spend time with a ranger on the trails along the Mississippi, but learning about the value of the Mississippi, the historical aspects of Mississippi, the cultural aspects, the community aspects, all those things with a ranger. It's a great outing, and you're on bikes, and you go along, and you stop along, and you look out the Mississippi, and you learn about the river and its value to the community and to the environment. So basically what we worked on, and with the help of Stephanie, is we said, well, let's do that with elder adults, or experienced adults, again, as I say, and let's have an outing that's catered to them. That's what we did 2 days ago, is we advertised, and we had an outing with that group, and we had Ranger actually with us. I helped out, but it was basically the Ranger show in terms of like they do with the other groups, to with seniors, experienced adults on bikes for an outing. It was lasted about 3-4 hours. It wasn't that strenuous. It was very pretty, and we had a great time. I just think that we want to do it again next year, probably for the same thing again. I mean, maybe even more than next year, to have this type of outing directed towards seniors.
I hope you do. I can think of nothing more enjoyable than to be out on a trail, guided by a ranger, enjoying the scenery, learning a little bit about some of the conservation and some of the environment and habitat. But tell us a little bit about some of the safety measures that you suggest for older adults when they're biking on some of these trails. I'm sure that was a component of it, but what kinds of things do you suggest?
Well, the ranger does a really good job. They do a real good talk about safety, but you know, I got a couple of things that are, you know, kind of no-brainers, but are smart, especially when you get experienced elder adults out on bikes, is be prepared, really know that it is an outing, and you need to be prepared for the outing. Be aware of what's being posted and the routes and stuff being posted, and also communicate both before, during, and after the event. That's really important. It was even a little challenge the other day. We got to make sure that we communicate each other as we're out on the trail for safety reasons. Where's everyone at all times while we're out with the ranger? If someone's lagging behind, and like me when I was taking pictures, if someone's lagging behind, where are they? Are they up with the group? Has something happened to them? Is there any health concerns in the group that we know ahead of time? Is anyone, you know, need water? I mean, those are common things that, you know, I'm kind of a ranger at heart myself in terms of what they do, so I kind of know this stuff. We can't make any assumptions. It's very important for people to know that when they do an outing, they need to be prepared, they need to communicate, and they need to be part of the group. So those are the safety things, and a ranger does a very good job going over some safety things at the start of the ride. They spend some time, and before the group even gets on their bikes, and talks about safety. So they're very aware of safety measures on a trail.
Great advice, certainly from the National Park Service, but from Randy Thorson, whose title is Outdoor Recreation Planner. Again, we're with Randy Thorson and Stephanie Daly today from Go for Life. Randy, final question for you. I found in my research a wonderful workbook titled Parks, Trails, and Health Workbook. How do you suggest that be used by older adults?
I'm really proud of that workbook. I had a part.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful.
Part of that. So, you know, I've been around it long enough that I get a part in most everything on that stuff. But the health workbook, we're really proud of it. And I just tell people that all they need to do is go onto the internet and search for NPS, National Park Service, Rivers and Trails Program. And in that is the document. And just Google health workbook. Parks, Trails, and Health Workbook, and you can download the whole workbook. And it includes a lot of what I'm telling you. It's integrating activity within natural park settings. So there's a lot of research in that workbook. There's a lot of connections within the workbook. And it's really getting a lot of popularity with groups and individuals enjoying the parks.
Well, we'll put up a link about where you can find that workbook. But again, I found it. I thought it was wonderful. Great work on your part. And I wonder if you'll just indulge me, Randy Thorson, I just want to say congratulations again on your years of service to the National Park Service. I know you're coming to a close today, I think is your last day, but thanks so much for all you've done on behalf of seniors, certainly for being outdoors and being part of the National Park Service. We sure appreciate it. And Stephanie, I'm sure you have some congratulatory words for Randy Thorson and some additional comments, but I'll leave it to you here.
Yes, Paul, thank you so much. I'd like to echo your statement about Randy's service to the National Park Service and to the nation, really, through what he's been doing with all these years, and also with a special focus on older adults and the outdoors. And also want to just thank him for his efforts in carrying out this wonderful bike ride, a first ever event for Go for Life in the National Park Service. Even though we've been partners for a long time, this is the first manifestation of this type of our collaboration. So we're so pleased that it took place, and we're looking forward to doing it later and doing it perhaps again next year. And so I just want to thank him once again for all of his service and all of his enthusiastic commitment to this higher mission of getting older adults and the outdoors together in as many ways as possible.
And thank you again for having me. It's bittersweet. This is my last day officially as a National Park Service employee, but like I said before, I'm carrying this passion into retirement. I'm going to carry these interests into retirement. I'm so passionate about what we do together as collaboration that I'm not just going to let that be. I'll continue being involved in that stuff.
Wonderful.
Well, that's so great to hear, Randy Thorson. And we're going to look forward to talking to you again, too, Stephanie and I, and we'll be following up. But congrats and best wishes in your second act, Randy Thorson.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you.
The Go for Life Month celebration may be wrapping up, but you can still go for life throughout the year. Keep up your commitment to being active by using the Go for Life tracking tools, following the National Institute on Aging Facebook page, and sign up for the National Institute Go for Life emails. We'll put links up to everything. But thank you very much, everybody.